One pastor said that when it comes to self-assessment, it's like looking in a carnival mirror, that we don't see things as they really are. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we read the Bible, we rarely see ourselves as the antagonist of a passage. For instance, in Psalm 1, we definitely would not put ourselves in the category of the wicked or the sinner or the scoffer. But we definitely don't delight in the law of the Lord day and night. So the question is, what gives? Is there a third option for those who just try really hard? Well, this is oftentimes the way wisdom literature works. Think about Jesus' own preaching of the Beatitudes, which, by the way, is a play on this particular psalm of happiness. Jesus was the greatest of wisdom preachers, and he begins the Beatitudes with, "Blessed is the man," just like in Psalm 1. And as Psalm 1 presents two paths, so too does Jesus at the end of the Beatitudes when he gives the picture of building your house upon either the rock or the sand. It seems that there are really only two ways. And we know that if we put our nose to the grind and try to fulfill Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 on our own, we'll be headed for heartbreak and breakdown. But think about this. Jesus delighted himself in the law of the Lord. He meditated upon it day and night. His food was to do the will of the Father. He listened to everything his Father said. He did everything his Father asked him to do. He spoke every word his Father gave him to say. He lived every moment of his life in perfect thought, attitude, and deed. We have never known one moment of that type of perfection. Jesus truly is the blessed man. He's the absolutely happiest man to have ever walked on the earth. Jesus is the tree that was planted, who yielded fruit, and who did not eternally die. In all that he did and does, he prospers. You see, the point of Psalms, and in particular Psalm 1, is not for us to say, "Wow, that's some beautiful poetry." No, this is wisdom for life. And if we will look to the law of the Lord, if we will concentrate on the teaching of God's Word, we will find that His teaching is pointing us to someone greater than ourselves. His Word points us to His Son, Jesus Christ, who has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Him. And so it's to Jesus we look, it's to Jesus we trust, and it's to Jesus we cling. Today, please pray for Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Igbo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nigeria.